This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Time now for your email. And first, comments about our remembrance of sculptor Norma Duffy Lyon, best known for her art made of butter.
She knew everything there was to know about the dairy cow and how to sculpt the dairy cow. So she just was the excellent sculptress and a wonderful teacher.
Duffy Lyon's butter sculpture protege, Sarah Pratt, told us all about her teacher, who died on Sunday.
And that sparked this memory from yet another butter sculptor, Amanda Burke of Athens, Georgia, who writes this. Every summer growing up, we would make a beeline at the Iowa State Fair to go watch Duffy sculpting the butter cow behind glass. I was so lucky to get to work for her one summer making an Ayrshire cow and a Harley Davidson out of butter. She was a wonderful lady with a great sense of humor.
We also received quite a few emails about a story from NPR's investigative unit. NPR's Joseph Shapiro brought us an in-depth report about a Texas man who was convicted of killing a six-month-old baby on questionable medical evidence and is serving a 60-year prison sentence.
Some of you did not appreciate the time devoted to that story. Martha Encherman of Pittsford, New York writes, I listened to become enlightened, not to have dramas dragged out to the nth degree. Joanne Lee Frank of Clearwater, Florida writes, enough already. And she adds this, my suggestion is to cover more stories and not go the long-distance marathon on one.
But we received just as many letters like this one from Celie Hart of Alston, Massachusetts. She writes, this is journalism for the people, journalism at its best, and I can't thank you enough for giving the child cases the time and attention they deserve.
And Ursula Pike of Austin, Texas, who says she has young children, writes this, there will be people who say that was too graphic for that time of day because their kids were in the car as they drove them home from soccer practice or whatever.
Ms. Pike continues, I know there'll be stories about crimes that my 5-year-old shouldn't hear. The story was hard to listen to, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Thank you, as always, for your comments. Send them our way at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.